Got it, Rex. Yeah, all good. I was just calling to have a chat with you about some pricing. Yep, so Al's started to have a look at obviously doing all the bits and pieces to your car. He said the cost not what he quoted you, so there's a few things that are a little bit different to what he was expecting. So far what we've done is we've done the power steering pump, radiator hoses, spark plugs and coil packs. Right now you're up to about $2,700. And then he's having a look at the catch can and battery and all that sort of thing, and the oil cooler. So the issues he's having is where your fuel lines are run, you've got that fuel pressure regulator on the driver's side of the car. The problem with that is that's where the catch can goes. So there's no easy way now to do the catch can there. The only option we've got for you that's an easy sort of option to just leave that there would be the race battery combo, which basically is where the original battery is. You swap that out with a small battery and put the catch can with it there, and it takes up the same size as the original factory battery. Issue with that is if it's not a daily car, the battery will go flat, so you'll need to keep it on charge because it is a small battery. And then the batteries are expensive depending on which one you want to go for. So we've got two options. One of them is a AGM battery. They are about $250 or $300 for those. Or you can go for a lithium, which is the super lightweight one. They're about $700. But for the lithium, you need a special charger. So it needs to be a lithium-specific charger, which are about $200. Yeah. So there's that. And then the oil cooler setup. So he said that he originally told you roughly $1,500 to $2,000 for that. So that's still in that ballpark there. So instead of using the Koyo oil cooler, he wants to use a Cetrab on yours, just for space-wise. Let me just have a look through the notes here. So the Cetrab oil cooler, speed flow oil lines and labor to do it, it's at roughly $1,500 to $2,000 somewhere. The battery and catch can combo, if you wanted to do that, that's about $2,400 with the lithium or $1,900 with the AGM, so the glass battery. Or if you wanted to use the normal style catch can and keep your battery, we'd have to redo your fuel lines and move your fuel pressure regulator, which is expensive in itself anyway, because then you got to remake the fuel lines all the way to the rails. Like it ends up at like, you know, another $1,500 in just fuel lines and labor. Yeah. So it depends on which way you want to take this. Yeah. They're okay how they are, it's just we can't fit a catch can due to, you know, where they're running. Yeah. So they've taken up all the space in that spot. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but depending on which battery is, the battery is expensive. The benefit of the lithium is obviously it's super, super lightweight. The lithium battery itself is 2.5 kilos. Whereas your factory battery is about 20 kilos. Yeah, so you're losing a whole bunch of weight at the front. Even with the other one, so any small battery, you're going to have to trickle charge. The AGM batteries, they tend to not last as long as a lithium. But obviously, being a lithium, if you get into, you know, an accident or the thing catches fire, you can't stop the lithium fire. Yeah, which everyone knows about the lithium issues anyway. But the lithium batteries are a great battery. So we prefer lithiums in any sort of race cars or anything you're trying to get the weight out of. The AGM batteries, I think we normally use a Full River is the brand. They're a great battery. It's just they have to be trickle charged because as soon as they go flat, they die. Yeah. So just for a number, just so you know the full cost, it's going to be about $7,000 total. If you decide to go lithium, the whole package. Yeah, if you wanted to go a non-lithium battery, it'd be about $6,500. That's including the whole battery catch can combo, you know, all that mucking around. Yeah, and the oil cooler, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, if it was a nice, simple, you know, everything worked out like a normal stock car, it'd be roughly, you know, that $500 to $5,500. But as soon as he popped the bonnet, he's like, oh, fuck, I can't actually make that work. He didn't realize where all your bits were. Yeah. No, you're all good. Do you want to give me a call back if you want to have a think about it? No, you're right. No, we'll probably need it. Do you need it over the weekend or not? No, or, yeah, we might need it into next week, just depending on the oil cooler lines, because the guy sometimes gets pretty busy, and especially being like end of the week, he might be like, "Get bucks, I'm not doing it today," which he's done to us before. But yeah, that's the best option for those oil cooler lines. Like, we can make new lines here, but they're just not going to be as good. Yeah. Right now you're at 2,700. Let's say worst case, the oil cooler ends up costing the full 2K. What's that? That's 50. Sorry, 27. Sorry, 4,700. Yeah. That's with the oil cooler and all the stuff that we've already done. No, you're all good. Easy. Thanks. See ya.